Blog Talk Radio.
What does that mean?
It means it's holiday time.
Holiday round table F.
She's raising the ball blog talk.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. Every Wednesday, 1 o'clock, you'll find us here at Blog Talk Radio, festive as ever. And it's we just finished Hanukkah, and we're just going into Christmas in a couple of weeks. And before you know it, it's 2018 is over with. 2018 is over. And when? How did that happen?
Yeah, we should July 4th. Remember?
Yeah, it just. And we were complaining about what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And it's just crazy how quickly it went. It went so quickly. But welcome, people. Thank you for joining us, the Holiday Roundtable. And we just. Yeah. Thank you. I thank you on behalf of Elite and myself. Thank you very much for joining us. And you know what? Your busy schedules this time of year, everybody's scattered here and there.
Well, how about the other times?
No. But what I'm trying to say is people are making time in their schedules now.
Of course.
Because they're shopping, because they're cooking, because mm-hmm. they're doing this, because they're doing that, because they're partying too hard. People are taking time to be with us for the holidays. And we see it, and we appreciate it, and we thank those.
We thank you.
We thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. First, let me introduce cast of characters hosting the show. You can do that. To my left, and always close to my heart, the lovely Lee Siegelman.
Thank you so much. And to my right,
give me a little something, honey. Yeah.
The most wonderful, talented, smartest, prettiest, charming.
The eggnog is kicking in, huh?
Lori Towers.
Oh, well, thank you.
Woo!
Eggnog is too much, right? Okay.
See, you don't believe in yourself.
I guess not. Double Scorpio, Virgo rising.
You just don't believe in yourself.
No, I don't. But you know what's interesting about this roundtable? And we have a roundtable usually about the end of the month or mid-month. And I usually try to make it make sense to what's going on in the world. And let me just cue up, because I had a different mind. I have different thought for the roundtable this month. Then this came along last week, and I said, this would be a wonderful topic. This is the song that actually launched as much controversy as I could ever imagine.
What song is that, Lori?
You can hear it.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop in.
Is that the Dean Martin one?
That was actually the original. It was Bing Crosby. It's actually my favorite. And Doris Day.
Oh.
But a really sexy version for anybody who wants to go off the beaten path and just look at the other versions. Nina Simone and Ray Charles do a very sexy version of it.
I'll have to hear that.
But you know what? There's so many versions out there, but I didn't even know all of this was happening last week until somebody came in and said, "What's your take?" And somebody came in and said, "What is your take on all this?"
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say my take until that's what the roundtable is about. I don't want to lead anybody into, you know, having to say what I'm thinking. But you know, sometimes it's just like there are many times that we hear something and we could just read something entirely different, and sometimes we're right, sometimes we're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing how this song that was written, I think, in 1952, it's a very old song, had radio stations, it started in Chicago, banning this song, banning the airplay because they said it platformed date rape. And I didn't know this was happening. And, you know, again, once something happens, people tend to say, okay, well, you know what?
This station
is doing it. There's probably something to it, so I'm going to do it too. And this is how it started.
I think it's a big rumor. I think it's a rumor that went out of proportion, and people didn't want to get in trouble, so they said, let me stop playing
it. You think
so? I think so.
There were some.
There is nobody that ever came forward and said, I am the person that started this.
Well, nobody say where they started
it. It starts with a word and makes
it.
It's like telephone.
Absolutely. But there were radio stations in Chicago that platformed the fact that they
were
going to.
That's where the rumor started.
No, but they did.
Yeah.
They absolutely did. And it was in alliance with the hashtag MeToo, which you and I certainly are on board with.
Of course.
But
any woman that's not is nuts.
But see, this is where you have to think in terms of, okay, are we overreaching here?
Ooh.
Are we thinking too deeply? And what I mean, there has to be a normal way of living and a normal way of ritual that we've
known. The
world's
gone nuts.
Yeah, but you know, see, I think that it's a wonderful thing for us to be aware of.
You think so?
The why?
I think it's just too much.
You know,
it's too much digging deep into every little thing people say, people do. Unless it's really been, you know, need to be called out on, you know? You know when something doesn't feel right and you know when something doesn't feel
good. Oh, I understand.
Good. Okay, so I really don't think that this is
But see, my thinking is, in the case of date rape, we could never be too overly cautious. We could never be that. Because it is something that has always existed, always been covered up, and we need to say, yeah, it does exist, it still does exist, and we need to be mindful of anything that applauds it or dismisses it as something that should be reckoned with. But in saying that, I think that we are intelligent enough to say where, you know, okay, I could see what you're saying, but I don't necessarily know that is that. But again, that's the beauty of open discussion. You put it out on the table and agree to disagree, but the topic is there. And that's a beautiful thing because even if I walk away a loser in the argument, I still brought it to life.
Sure.
I still made maybe 100 people
aware
think
of it.
About it. So that's so. And again, I'm not going to say how I felt, but with all of this that happened within a week's time frame, there was a discussion about it. And there might have been something that, you know, you might have pulled a little too quick, you might have done this, you might have overreacted. The topic was brought to life.
And that's what they do. Once they put it into the universe,
and I think
it becomes, it is, but I think there's a lot of things that's just taken out of proportion.
Yes.
And then,
absolutely.
You know, no matter what group it is, feminists and all that, the other people that look at us say, oh, again they're complaining. Oh,
you know
again
something?
They're complaining.
But
it's just too much.
But you know something?
It's too much.
I think that the complaining part is good. It's how you complain. If you're sitting with people, and I've done this, and you've been with me when I've done it.
Right.
If you give the person respect and say, you know something, I don't agree with you and here's why.
Right.
But I'm going to listen to what you have to say.
Of course.
That
you have to listen.
That is not diminishing somebody's input. You're not making somebody feel stupid, but you're saying this. And you know what? When you do something like that, instead of yelling and screaming, the person feels comfortable enough with you to listen to what you have to say. And that's really what all of this is about.
Right.
Listening to from another person's point of view, for whatever reason. You might not walk away saying, I agree with them, but somewhere along the line you might say, oh, you know what, I think she might have been right.
Listen, I totally agree on that. You have to agree to disagree on certain subjects and stuff, but I'm just saying, again, it's just too much. And in the social media days, it's just taken too much out on steroids. It's just thrown in your face. And every little group has made comedy shows out of it. The best I saw yesterday was on, they had Trump and that Hillary at the debate before they, you know, when they were running, and they were singing to each other.
Oh,
they put that song on.
Oh, I saw that. Yes, I saw that.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's a joke.
Yeah.
It's become such a joke. And that's the thing. If you're going to say something, say it with that you mean it, and it's true to hold, like Hash Me Too.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to make a joke out of that. It's not
a
joke.
Not.
You know, we'll try to pick you out of the bunch.
Yeah,
but, and you don't see videos about that.
Yeah.
But this is a joke.
Yeah.
This is a joke.
Well, you know,
and people know it's a joke.
But the thing is, date rape certainly is not a joke.
No.
But
when they put it, that's a strong phrase to put on a song that's really
light and
free.
But wait a second. Now, after that was, I think there were certain groups that were calling out Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as
bullying. Right.
Now, was it? Of course it was. We might not have, but again, is bullying damaging?
Of course
it was.
But not the way they did it.
But you know something? This is what I think, the privilege of being a parent, and again, I'm not one, but I do have, I've always had younger people in my life that I've loved and I've tried to be an influence on. This is the privilege of sitting and saying, well, you know something? Look at this for a second. So what do you think that they were doing to him? How do you think
you would really say that to your child?
And I have.
Really?
And I have.
And I just say, listen, don't listen to everything
don't
believe everything you listen to.
But I certainly have. How do you think, and I've said it to my goddaughter.
Yeah.
How do you think that person would feel if you did this? And this is the privilege of taking a topic and saying, okay, how can I make somebody understand what this person is going without saying I'm going to pull it off the air, without saying
And
how do you think it would feel if you were like, and I remember one time I was talking to my niece many years ago, and I think I even told you this, I knew you at the time, who is just such a wonderful, wonderful heart and a good soul and a wonderful human being.
You've told me that many times.
And she was on her anti-cheerleader campaign because the cheerleaders were this and the cheerleaders were that and they were snobs and blah, blah, blah. And I tried to tell her, well, you know what? You don't know what it's like to be them. And you'll never know what it's like to be somebody else.
Right.
They have, everybody's got their issues. Their issue might not be height. It might not be looks.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be anything financial, but everybody's got something. So you have to meet people on the same level of need,
right?
Whatever the need is, everybody we need each other. So there might be a blank that you could fill in if they're, you know, you could be friends with anybody because there's always a place that you could fill somebody's soul with with what you know, and that's the privilege of all these things now. That might have been bullying, it might have been this, might be anti-Semitic. Take your children or take your young adult and say, well, let's look at it like this.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, we could do something different in the future. That's the beauty of it.
No, I totally get it, but that's off topic of what it was saying, that
but
it's just everything is so blown out of
proportion.
But what
I'm trying to say, instead, it is on topic, instead of taking things off the air, let's discuss it.
Right.
Let's figure out a way to, okay, if you're seeing that and this, then maybe we should go about this way. Because, look, we can't rewrite historical wrongs. There have been, since I knew we were going to do this topic, so many songs that I looked up.
Yeah, there's a whole list.
That were, I mean, if you want to say misogynistic songs, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So many. So, yeah. We know that that was bad. We know that it doesn't make little girls feel good. I mean, being called a bitch, being called a whore, it doesn't make somebody feel good. Doesn't make women feel good. Doesn't make little girls feel good. So how do we change it? That's what I think we should use. People creating chaos and saying, oh, we're going to pull this because of that. Why don't we use it as a forum and
discuss it before?
That's exactly
but,
what
you know,
I'm saying.
We are, you know, civil human beings. Are not a lot of people that are that civil, that sit down and talk, you know, maturely to each other.
You know, I'm going to say,
hence our president.
I was going to say, before all this, there was a little bit more civility. There was a little bit more embracing somebody. You know, years ago, it's still very true. Two things you don't talk about at a party is religion and politics. But it never ended in something volatile, you know, if you did. Now
right.
it does. So I think we have to learn how to get rewind it. I never want to rewind things back to the past.
No.
But rewind it back to that point where we could say, you know, you believe this, I believe that. And you know what? We're still human beings. We still want what's best for the
mm-hmm.
country, but we disagree.
Right.
As opposed to what it comes to now.
Right.
Which is...
But you know what? In a way, and I'm going to say this in a... It's the truth, though, because if you have to look at it, the whole big picture, that we're going to have to thank him for the strong women we've created.
I agree.
The strong, you know, people that believe in their rights, you know.
I
there's
agree.
Just so much that was behind this year and a half, 2 years now.
I absolutely agree.
That he's created for us. You know, everybody was worried about, you know, the gays and this and that. But now you see commercials with all that.
Yeah.
So it's just we really come forward with everything that we strongly believe in, no matter who's president.
I
our beliefs are so much stronger now.
I have to say I definitely agree with
you. Because we have to be because we have a moron in the office.
Well, you know, and this is what I've said since the first Women's March. When I got on the train, and, you know, again, we're too young to remember what protesting the Vietnam
right.
War. We just saw it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
It was that. It was just, I mean, you look at...
Stop this.
The amount
it.
Of people that
yeah.
were getting on the trains with their placards, with their signs,
mm-hmm.
with their, and it was wonderful.
It's crazy.
And you realize that, yeah, this is pretty much...
It's our power.
We're back. We're
as
back
people.
Into that.
Yeah.
We're back
we,
into that.
The people.
And I would say that we assemble quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We, I mean, again, the Women's March is bigger every
year. I would
year.
Say 80% of us think the same way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would, you know, here, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, here, yes.
So
I can't say for the rest of the country.
No, but I'm just saying in general. So we do stand behind the good before the bad.
Absolutely. Now, roundtable.
Yeah, we have
Nancy Donahue.
I don't know who
Patricia
this.
Patricia Martin.
Let's bring him on.
I'm on.
Oh, hello, Nancy.
Nancy.
How
hello.
Are you?
I'm not stuck in the subway. I'm actually stuck at my iconic focus. A Christmas party, so I'm in the back of the restaurant.
Oh, happy holidays to you.
Well,
honey.
Thank you for joining us anyway.
Oh, no, of course. Are you kidding? I'm not going to miss this again.
Oh, you know, the funny thing is I was trying to look at the screen. I thought it was Patty on.
Yeah, because it was only we were missing somebody.
How
well,
are you,
it's not
going?
Me this time.
No,
oh,
here
I'm
she
doing
comes.
Great.
She's
thank
on
you
now.
For
let
asking.
Let me bring her on.
Perfect. Patricia Martin, come on board.
Hello, everybody.
Happy holidays,
hey,
everybody.
Happy.
Nancy got on before you.
Huh?
Nancy got on before you this time.
Oh, okay. Well, we're tied then. I don't know.
Perfect.
Yeah, we are. Yeah,
everybody's
we are.
Everybody's at a party.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm ready for you guys.
I'm already ready to dig in because I've been on since 1 o'clock and listening.
I know.
To you
yeah,
go
tell
back
us on your view. Give us your view.
No, I'm going to dig right in, and I have to agree with the lead, which I usually do.
Thank you. Wait. Could you put that in recording? Put that in the recording for me.
I think that's fine.
No. All right. So here's the thing. The whole the baby is cold outside. I think it's totally blown out of proportion. I think, you know what? I asked Jeffrey. I'm like, what is that all about? And he told me. I'm like, that is fucking. Oh, sorry. That is
no, you
ridiculous.
Can say it.
That is fucking ridiculous. Okay,
yeah.
For that song to be banned because of that, and I'm like, I remember that song as a child,
yeah.
And I love that song,
yeah.
And I think it's so stupid. And I'm gonna go on to say. That everybody is going a little overboard now with all this stuff.
Yes.
They really are. It's going way overboard. And then I'll let Patty pipe in. But, no, I couldn't. I was ready to jump in when you guys were discussing it because now it's going crazy.
Yeah.
Now everybody's going little cuckoo birds, you know.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like overly PC, like everything is looked at under a magnifying glass. And
exactly.
There's a lot of overreaction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. And that's not healthy either. I mean, you know, I get the whole Me Too thing, but, you know, okay, so again, I'm going to bring up, if I dug into every episode of what happened to me during modeling, you know, I would be, you know, in some therapist's office like my whole life. But guess what? I moved on. It happened.
Right.
Was it right? No. Was it wrong? Yes, absolutely. So, you know, no, it's just a little bit much for me right now. I'm just saying that.
And you've been through a lot of that stuff, and it's still okay with you. It's just like, come on, it's enough.
But see, now you're thinking that I think that it was okay, and I was the first one to
say that.
No. And Nancy, whether you realize or not, you're agreeing with me, because I was the first one to say there's a natural dating ritual that we have. Wine loosens things up, and it's okay. And I didn't find anything in that song that reeked. No, it's just, you know what, whatever side it was on. You want somebody to say you're attracted to somebody, a little wine in the mix, that doesn't mean it's not consensual.
Yeah. Well, what happened to romance? What happened to romance? Is romance, you know, rape date rape?
See, again, I think that we should always have an antenna up if that is a possibility. But there is a natural dance that we do when we're trying to court somebody.
And you have a feeling if something
is
off.
That's right. That's all.
Yeah, and you know, you can't ruin romance. It's lovely, you know.
Yes,
romance is beautiful.
Exactly.
I totally agree.
No. And you know, I get. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No,
I'm talking
ahead.
Too much.
Finish your thought, Nancy.
No, but then you can go to, you know, there's for instance, in colleges, there's a ton of like date rape and all that stuff. And, you know, that gets a little bit scary, you know, with all these fraternities and sororities, and that gets a little bit scary. And that worries me there. But then I'm going to shut up and let Patty talk.
Oh, well, no, the more the merrier. Let's all talk amongst ourselves. Yeah. I just think there's a lot of like hypersensitivity, like you said, going overboard. It's, you know, it's gotten kind of, the scales have tipped a little too extreme.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I also think in a way it's almost like attention getting too.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Oh, I think
it's a good point.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So there, and part of it might be part of it is because everybody wants to express themselves, and part of it, I think, is the media hyping stuff up.
That's for sure.
And see, I'm totally against banning anything, because I think that's you denying it. Whether or not I agree with it, I think it's a scary thing.
And it also makes a story.
Right. But the thing is, the minute we start burning books, we go back to something that we're never going to walk away from. So it's this very scary period in time. But this song, whether it's Bing Crosby and Doris Day, is, I think, a cute little Christmas song that
Me too.
Is just sweet. It's just a sweet song.
That's the memory I have of the song as a child, because we played, you know, Christmas music all the time, all December, you know, and that's a sweet song for me. And, you know, when the topic came up, I had to, of course, talk to my man, Jeffrey, about it. But,
Jeffrey Saunders, PR, who loves the show, and he's always, I love him, and we love Jeffrey. Right there. But that thing is, it's a wonderful, and you know, since we were deciding to make this the topic of the show, you go back and you realize, I mean, again, Baby It's Cold Outside, it's just such a harmless, benign song. It just, again, it's like the mating dance that we do, regardless of what side it's on.
And hey, they played it in Elf. I mean, come on.
That's right. Exactly. That's exactly right.
They must have played it in a lot more movies, too.
Of course. And you know what? I love it because it's sexy. It's just whatever side you're on, it's just somebody wants to be with you. And if alcohol makes it a little bit easier, so be it. It doesn't mean the person who's on the receiving side of the alcohol is being slipped a Mickey. It doesn't mean that necessarily.
Right.
But if you look at songs like, I was doing research over certain songs that were certainly misogynistic, The Crystals, 1964, He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss. Now, that's a song that if you want to say, well, basically the song is, she was going out with another guy, and she told her boyfriend he punched her in the face, and she knew that's what meant he loved her. That's a song you want to dissect.
Right.
Okay, now there you go. That, yes,
that's
I agree
exactly
with that
right
one.
That's exactly right.
But it's just in general how everything gets taken out of proportion. I was just telling Lori earlier that I was reading an article before that a Nebraskan principal bans candy cane in his high school because it represents J for Jesus.
For Jesus. You know what? I just heard this the other day at a dinner, and I thought I was going to lose my mind.
Yeah, it was like, it's crazy. People are going to, like, everybody says dissect any little thing and make it a big thing. It's just, and that's what it is. It's telephone, like we were kids. Somebody says something, somebody else. Did you hear? Jay, and it probably wasn't even close to what I was just saying. It's probably because somebody was choking on it or something like that. But it's crazy.
No. No, that's insane. But I did find, because this friend of mine, Julie Britt, who's a really famous fashion stylist, and she said, she told me the story, and she goes, you're not going to be able to find candy canes anywhere. Well, I'm at the Christmas holiday party, whatever it is. There's candy canes all over the table. And then I went to, I don't know if you guys know the store Flying Tiger. It's a great Danish store. Yeah, they're all over the Danish store, of course. But that is, that now that's going overboard. That's just crazy. It's crazy.
See, that's the thing. I mean, I love when something brings a topic to the table and people could but some things are just silly. Some things you have to say, you know what, let's let it go. I mean,
that's why I don't believe half.
Well, that's like
the
Catholic Church banning patent leather Mary Janes because they would reflect up under a little girl's skirt. I mean, what kind of brain would
Patty, I remember that. Yeah.
Holy
I remember.
I mean, it says more about the people who made the rule than anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's nuts. Those are the people that see that and look for that. Those are the crazies.
Yeah.
Those are the priests. Those are the fucking crazy priests.
Yeah, I hate to say it. But, I mean, there were so many songs over the years that, I mean, just reeked of, and from a female's point of view, it's just not, I mean, we want to look at songs that just, like minimize women as far in society. Mm-hmm. There were so many songs in the 60s that I loved that when I listen to now, like Bobby Martin, it must be him, For the Love of Him. It was the line was, when he opens the door, says, I'm home, be aware of the look in his eye. And you just have to be your husband's servant. But, you know, again, as a little girl, I loved it. And then George Jones, Wives and Lovers, warning women to say, look, if you're leaving him with your hair still in curlers.
Oh,
hey,
little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup. I know.
I found
that offensive when I was a kid.
Patty, I'm gonna go back like maybe 12 years. Patty Martin was, didn't even know you there, was always on WDST in Woodstock, and I would listen to it when I lived in the Hudson Valley.
Mm-hmm.
She was on every morning. And Studio Stu, do you remember Studio Stu?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course.
Okay. He did a version of that song, Wives and Lovers. And I remember Patty was on the show that day, and I remember writing into Doug saying what I felt about that song, how offensive it was to women, and how, you know, well, if you don't take that cold cream off your face, you're going to lose your husband, because boys will be boys.
Right.
And this was, and that was a popular song of the 60s.
Wow.
Yeah.
George.
Yeah.
And they're tearing apart this song?
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. There are many songs that we could say, you know, that's not too cool. And, I mean, if you look at Mick Jagger, when he sings Brown Sugar in concert now, he does not sing the same lyrics he did many years ago because he knows it's offensive to a lot of different groups, including women. But you think about the time you were in, and it was okay then. But now moving forward and you have daughters and granddaughters, it's like, that might not be too cool to say that.
No.
So.
No, I know. You know what, Lori, I didn't realize he changed the lyrics. Cause I went to a Stones concert with Harry maybe, I don't know, 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he does change it now because you realize it might, you know, even if, look, if your philosophy is not, you know, you're not really thinking, but you realize your buying market might find it offensive. I mean, just like the song, Cherokee People, Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Right. Yeah.
That, I mean, it's a great song up until he said, I'm still part red man deep inside, which was offensive to a lot of Native Americans. So the thing is, again, things were written in a period where they got the okay.
Right, exactly. Now it's not much, so much.
But now you just say, okay, that wasn't cool then, but that doesn't mean you have to pull a song off.
No, that's the way it was. You it's like taking away a classic of something.
Well, that's...
Yeah,
that's
exactly, exactly. No.
But that's what I'm thinking. You don't have to ban something. You could just have a dialogue about it. Just like when we were pulling the statues.
Uh-huh.
And I understand why, because, you know, anything that was... Of Southern pride usually was
racist.
Usually, it had the deep roots in that. So instead of taking all the sculptures down, why don't we amend them in some way and just say, you know what, this was written, but we feel this way. It's easier than taking art away from.
Well, they
something.
Did. They had to move stuff.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not.
I think that's just too much.
I'm not
too
a
much.
Fan of banning anything.
No, there was a reason why it was there in the first place. We'll talk about it later on because things have changed, like we are doing now, and then we move on.
I think dialogue is healthy.
Well, you can.
What are you doing at that party, Nancy? What are you doing? Are you drinking?
No, I'm in the bed. No. I have water.
You're at the party
as soon as
now?
Yes.
I hear it. I hear it.
The party.
No, I'm at the iconic Focus Model party. Yeah. And it's just so crazy that it's fine. I'm in the back of the restaurant. I'm having water, girls. I will have wine when I'm finished.
You have whatever you want, Nancy, down here. You just
it's a holiday time. Enjoy.
I know. I'm not a big fan of the holidays, by the way. Not
really?
Not a
no,
fan at
I didn't
all.
Realize that.
Why is that?
Well, first of all, stress. It's too stressful, and I don't think that having to buy somebody something for whatever holiday you're celebrating, I think it's wrong. I mean, I prefer Thanksgiving where it's, you know, you just get together for a meal. I think that's nice, but this whole gift-giving thing, you know, a friend of mine was in town and had to shop for this and shop for that, and I'm like, we don't do it in my family. We just do a big Yankee swap when we're getting together in December, and that's it.
Yep, we don't do it either. It's a lot. It's just too much after years.
Well,
it's
turned into an over-the-top consumer thing. Just like the Black Friday things where people are lined up and running people. It's like, really? What's the
never
reason?
In a million
And I know it's good for business and all, but it's just I'm not a shopper. I hate shopping. So
Me too.
Yeah, I hate it.
It just
makes
people crazy. This time is very stressful on a lot of people.
I think
we do it to ourselves, and I also think the society does it too, because we're all filled with this. You know, we are the society.
Yeah.
And society just moves quicker and has to do everything, and we have to do this and we have to do that, and everybody's got to give gifts, and it's just like we have to go to a party. It's just a lot.
No.
But you know something? I love gifts. If somebody makes me something, I love it. Oh, if somebody bakes me something, I love it. I don't want a gift, but if somebody thought of me and I said, you know what, I'm gonna make her a pumpkin pie, that's it for me. You don't have to buy me a gift.
I like that idea too. A card or, you know, making something that's really
little,
nice.
I thought of you.
Yeah.
I thought of you today.
You know what? I always think when I walk up Fifth Avenue, which is honestly probably the most beautiful place on earth, it's like Central Park West, straight down Fifth Avenue. I think it's a beautiful place, but I think about what about that mother that can't afford gifts? Just a hard place to be if you're a single mother or a single...
I wouldn't sit on Fifth Avenue thinking that.
No. If you're walking down and you're looking at... Really, it's just beautiful. And you realize, I can't afford any of this.
Yeah.
It's got to be a hard place to be.
No, it's hard for, you know, all the homeless people. This is where I'm coming from. Because you walk down the street and it's like, you know, you see people on the street and... You know, and everybody's like buying, and these poor people on the street. I know that's a whole nother.
Oh no, but
it's a whole show.
But, absolutely.
But it's sad for me, you know, to see that. And you know, I don't know. They don't have anything. We have
stuff.
It's
not only on holiday time, though, Nancy. That's all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Oh, and by the way, I have to bring up this movie because you guys have to see it. And it comes. It's actually an extension of this topic. Called Capernaum, which is it's a foreign film about a Syrian boy, homeless boy, 12 years old, that fends for himself. It's really sad, but I think every person all over the world, from young teenagers to adults, should see this film, Capernaum. You guys have to see it because it just makes you feel so appreciative.
Of course.
Wow.
Of what you have.
Of water, of,
mm-hmm.
Hold on one sec. Yes, I did. They do.
Well, it's also perspective. Like, I can share a personal story. Around the time I was moving in the fall,
mm-hmm.
I was here at Community Health and Wellness Center, and somebody was promoting our dental services, and I'm like, oh, I have some toothbrushes we can give away. You know, so I ran downstairs with a bag of toothbrushes for them to pass out, and there was a gentleman there who came over and goes, oh, are you giving away toothbrushes? And I said, sure, absolutely, here, have one. Well, you would think I had given him a pot of gold.
Why?
And he said, thank you so much, I've been living in my car this week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I was like so taken aback because here I am moving, and my biggest concern at the time was, where am I going to put my kitty litter?
No, I get it. But Patty, I'm going to tell you another story. I know I'm talking a lot, but I missed last time.
Oh no.
So okay, so there's this homeless young man. He's probably in his 20s, blonde, sort of similar to my coloring, and so I kept seeing him on my corner, and I might give him money, I give him food, and I'm like, but this is a young man that could really work. And so then I was down in my storage, and I found some stuff from George. Don't tell him that. But that he had down there, like a fleece and, like, a good coat for the winter and, you know, some pants and stuff. So I put it in a bag, and I gave it to him. And I'm like, all right, so this should keep him warm and cozy for the winter, you know. Don't you know, I've never seen it on the guy. He probably sold it, or he probably is just a scam artist. So this is the other part of this. Because I talked to a dog walker who walks in my neighborhood, and I said, look, this is what happened. And, you know, I don't see it on him. And she said, either he sold it or he saves it for the weekend, because I don't see him there on the weekend. So I don't know what you think about that.
Well, there's a difference between street hustlers, and where I work is federally, you know, it caters to a broad spectrum, but it's designed for people who are underinsured or uninsured or in, you know, financial straits. So it's more of a vetted pool, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
But
I know
it's
Yeah. No, you finished, sorry.
Well, no, but I know that there's a number of, like, you know, hustlers. They go on subway cars and say, hey, I need money to get back to New Rochelle or, you know, whatever.
Oh,
I mean,
fallen into that. Yeah.
So there are hustlers or, you know, you get approached, oh, I'm out of gas or I need to get to my sick mother, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
You know, my Nancy, you met my John. He worked in psych for many years. He's a music therapist.
Yeah.
And he knew a lot of street hustlers who would actually borrow dogs, borrow children. Yes. And the thing is, you hear about all the stories that they do, that they have to, you know,
make money.
To make money.
Mm-hmm.
But I still say to myself, again, God, there but the grace of God, I don't have to make up those stories. So if,
I know.
If I have to give somebody a dollar, I don't have to go through
these cheaters.
Absolutely. Alita, I hear what you're saying. But the thing is, the fact that we don't have to do this, it takes a certain amount of psyche and emotional poverty that you're going to sit on a side, on a corner for 8 hours just to get maybe to get $100.
I know.
That's a totally different world. And again, there but the grace of God. I don't have to do that.
No.
I know. Right. And, you know, my sister's a social worker, and I talk to her about this a lot because it really does, it's one of the things that really bothers me about New York City. But, and she said, you know, of course we all know that they're all, you know, they have some kind of mental disorder and, you know, or some kind of problem that we don't know about.
Right.
That we don't know about. So, you know, so she said, you know, you'd have to. So she said, you have to, like, try to let it go a little bit.
And
you have to let it go.
That's the thing. I usually say to myself, you look at the person in front of you, if they're charming, if they're, you know, a dollar is not going to kill me. But, if I think it's somebody that probably could use a meal, I will certainly buy a meal. And if they say, you know what, I didn't want it, that's saying something right there.
Yeah, but I have no problem. I carry dollars in my pocket all day long, and I do it all the time. I'm not saying, and I do try to give. I give a lot to musicians and artists.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I look at the people on the subways. It's like free entertainment, and a lot of them are very,
very,
very
good.
And they're
most of them
are.
Yeah.
So it's like you entertain me on my trip home. I'm fine with that. A dollar is going to be fine for me. What you do with it, I'm not going to judge you.
Right.
It's
the best music, and you guys, Lori, you probably know this, 42nd Street and the subway. Oh my God. There was a guy there the other night that was out of town, crazy good. Brazilian guy singing.
You know, Studio Stu used to do that, circling back to Studio Stu. He was a street busker. And they get vetted. They have to go through and they have to audition. And it's,
you do?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You absolutely, when you in Staten Island Ferry, you would know this, Elite. You actually have to get permission to have a banner. You have to get registered. So even if you're going to be there an hour a day, you have to pass. Whatever.
Didn't know that.
Criteria.
But that's, and it's wonderful. And you know, I always say, it's free entertainment. It's free art.
I think it's great.
It's so worth it. Yeah. It's so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't judge.
And I think it's nice of them that, you know, they take their time and they just love to play that music.
I think so.
And I think they love it.
And people appreciate it.
Oh, I love
it.
That. Yeah.
And people appreciate it. So, Patty,
Go
ahead.
Go ahead.
Patty, you had a piece, because I know Nancy's going to want to get back to her party. You had a holiday piece.
I want to get to Nancy's party.
I want to get
me too.
Come on down, you guys.
I want to go to Nancy's party now.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Patty.
Yeah, I'm reading. My sister brought this piece up recently, because I have a tradition of writing poetry for my family for holidays and reading it. And so she brought this one up and had me read it last time I saw it. We got together for Thanksgiving. It's and it's appropriate for this time of year. It's called Family, where life begins and love never ends. Joy of the season, peace of this day, is what I wish for you, my loves. For now is a time of longer, darker days, a time of staving off the cold, a time of mourning those who came before and traveled with us for a while. And now it remains our journey to travel on together still and make of it what we will. So let us break bread, raise a glass, and say a heartfelt prayer with grace and gratitude for all that has come before to shape us, to make us, and all that lies ahead as time unfolds our destiny, holding one another, sharing warm kisses, knowing peace and love is what I wish for you today, tomorrow, always and always, my loves.
I love that. That's beautiful.
That's really it.
Outstanding.
Really?
I'm sorry?
That's like my favorite. She said it was outstanding.
You know what? I was just going to say this, Patty. This is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine too.
Definitely hits.
I love it.
Definitely hits.
Yeah.
Because it hits everybody.
Yeah.
It hits everybody.
Yeah. Exactly. It doesn't have to be a culture.
No, it's family.
Yeah.
Everybody has a family of their own, you know?
I love it.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful. It's kind of very holiday. It's beautiful.
perfect time of year for that.
And Nancy, speaking of this time of year, and I want to buy gifts.
Yeah.
I think a body buffer this time of year, Nancy. What do you think? A stocking stuffer for anybody. What do you think, Nancy?
Stocking stuffer, no. It's a great gift because the body buffers, and they're in stock. Woohoo!
Love it.
No, they're good for everybody. They're good from ages 18 to 65. Stopping at that, but muscle soreness, muscle recovery, blood circulation, exfoliation, lymphatic drainage, cellulite control. They're one for everybody. And don't be confused. Excuse me. When you go to the website, it's one device for many uses. So we have it on the site for spa, wellness, fitness, but it's one device for multiple uses. And thank you always for interjecting that. I appreciate it.
Of course.
And let me tell you something, Nancy. I'm taking a couple of weeks off, and I want you to get Jeffrey, and I'm bringing Leaf, and we're going to have drinks over the holidays. What do you think of that?
Oh, I love that. I would love that. We should do it. We should definitely do it.
We're definitely going to do it, because I got 2 weeks coming to me, and I'm dragging Leaf by her hair.
No.
And you drag Jeffrey, and
I'm
we're going to meet, wherever you want.
Oh, no, that will be a blast. I would love that.
Perfect.
Good.
So, Nancy Donahue, Patricia Martin, thank you so
as
much.
Always.
Both of you back today.
Thank you. Love you
all.
It's a pleasure to
you.
Go back to you. We love you both. Thank you so much
we'll
for joining us.
No, thanks
Happy
for
New Year.
Having us.
Happy New Year.
Happy New
Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye. There they go. Nancy Donahue going back into her party. Patricia Martin going back into her work. What do you think of that?
I love it.
What do you think of
Everybody's
that?
Everybody's going
and
doing their own thing.
And that's what we're going to do. I know Nancy has a favorite restaurant. I can't think of the name now. But we're going to meet her there, meet Jeffrey there. We have some drinks for the holidays. You've never met either
no,
of them.
No, I never did.
So I want you to meet both of them. And drinks on me. We'll have a nice time. And what? What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
What are you laughing at?
Not for the show.
What did I do now?
No, it's always drinks on you.
Well, I'm inviting you and everybody.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be nice. You love them both. You love them
both. Oh, I'm sure.
And this is the perfect topic because we kind of got a little off topic and we morphed into something else,
mm-hmm.
but it was very
Well, we morphed all into the same topic, but
very
just everything
related.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And that was a great great piece that Patty read.
I loved it. I really did.
Yeah. You know what it reminded me of? Do you remember years ago it was Hallmark Hall of Fame? Do you remember the shows that was always...
They're still on. They have all new ones now.
Yeah, I guess so. But I remember like a show, I remember with Jason Robards, who was a biggie back in the day.
He was always the father or something
right.
like
he
that.
Right, he was House Without a Christmas Tree. And it's about a little girl who lost her mother very young. And he never healed. So he just denied his daughter any celebration of any holiday other than her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And it just reminded me of that. The holidays have some really, really deep roots with a lot of people. It's not always happy.
No.
But
usually you're with family. And that's how
And you know
what?
Even if you don't have a happy holiday, usually there's, if you have a couple of bad ones, there's usually going to be a couple that will be okay.
Mm-hmm. Unless you have a bad memory of the day and you just want to skip it all together.
You just have to get over it. You know what I'm saying? And in time, you do.
Yeah, of course.
In time, you heal.
It also depends on the individual.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just, this is a very hard time for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people are without. Well, I always say we live like rock stars.
Yeah.
Even like I might complain about certain things, you might complain about certain things. Okay, we're still going home to a heated house.
Yep.
You know?
Food.
Rooms.
A pillow for a head.
And usually about two TVs, the
yeah.
least of it.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us have that.
Yep.
So we gotta remember that, you know, and we gotta be grateful for everything we have.
Yeah. Let's tell them about the upcoming shows that are
Oh my
coming.
God. Let me tell you something. Leet and I have been and I don't wanna brag
always scheming.
I don't wanna brag about the amount of the audience reach that we've had, but it's like 75,000 now and we're enjoying it and people are enjoying us and that's a wonderful thing. But the new year we have a bunch of new guests and we're gonna have a different type of New Year's show. of where everybody's going to come on and just talk about what's going on with the year ahead and what they're doing. And we have people that have written books and blah, blah, blah. And what 2019 is going to mean to them. And we're going to do a lot more live shows, I think, in the new year, which will be fun for us.
As long as the audio is good.
We love doing those live shows, and that's what we're going
to do. Invite us to your party. We'll do a live show.
And we have a ton of fun. And, you know, people, we grab people. People come on the air with us. We just have a very good time with that. And that's what, that's what it's about, just enjoying and just being part of things. And, you know, because the thing is, you never know. Being a part of something today is guaranteed. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. So just enjoy, embrace, you know, applaud, live life. And, you know, not just the holidays. It's very easy for people to do that. The holiday season, you start reflecting. Reflect all year round. Treat it like it was your last day. Treat it like it matters, because it really does.
Yeah. And plus, you know, it's the hype of the holiday, too.
Yeah.
That's instilled in us after all these years.
Oh, yeah. And that's, you know, it's like, you know, I agree with Nancy. It's just after a while, if somebody gives you a gift like... We got these. We were eating these lovely figs that one of your clients gave. Chocolate covered figs.
Delicious.
How nice is that? Yeah. It's just the thought of somebody saying, you know what? It's the holidays. Happy holidays. Nothing expensive, but that's fine.
Right.
That's fine.
And it really represents her, because she likes these delicacies. So it was like perfect.
And delicious.
Yeah.
And absolutely delicious. And the thought.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be anything fancy. So, and that's it. You know, my mother came from, and Nancy also comes from a big family. I think it was, I don't want to misquote. I think Nancy comes from 13 kids. My mother came from 10 back in the day. And you didn't get these elaborate gifts because, you know, it was a one-income household. My grandfather was a longshoreman. And my grandmother didn't work. So you just got sometimes just one gift per kid. And I remember my mother said she got, my grandfather built this dollhouse for her. And he would go in another room and he'd build this for her. And then on Christmas Day, she saw it was this beautiful dollhouse that he had built for her. And that's really what it was about. And she always remembered that gift as, and I think she was probably 10 or 11. And that meant the world to her.
And
he worked.
That was all she ever needed for the rest of her life.
But you know what? Because, again, you don't realize this as a kid. He worked 7 days a week during the Depression, 12 hours a day. He had a family of 12 to support. So the fact that he was able to build a dollhouse for her,
that was
I always say, the day without whimper.
Right.
We didn't whimper about having to work.
No. Nope.
That's the thing. And when people say to me, oh, you work so hard, you kidding me? I think I hardly work.
Yeah.
I think I hardly work.
Well,
it's fine.
Not you.
Well, no. But what I'm saying, what I do is I enjoy myself.
Right.
I work maybe physically 2 days a week, but the rest of it is all brain power, and it's fine.
I totally get it. Totally get it.
But I'm not in a sweatshop someplace.
No. Usually people that are in sweatshops don't have money.
But that's what I'm saying. So, you know, you have to really look at what you have.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm sure that everybody that listens to us has a lot.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And if you don't have a lot, that's okay, too. Mm-hmm. If you have, you know.
You know what? There is no such thing as a lot. It's enough for you.
Yeah.
That's
and
the way
it is. And
you
know something,
is.
When you think about, I remember all my aunts and uncles when, again, a different generation, they were in their 20s. And every one of them, at probably 24, owned a home on one income.
Yeah.
With a baby coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, economy was different, certainly. But those were the days where it wasn't what you wanted, it was what you needed. You had one car. You had one TV. That's all you needed.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't need a TV in every room.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different. Very different.
The world became hazards.
Yeah, I agree.
Hazards.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Because it's very easy to get stuff now.
Because that's the norm.
Yeah.
And because that's what's expected.
I guess so.
But that's the thing. What are you going to play this? What are you going to hit? What are you going to hit? Slate?
Coming to the end of our show, and I'm getting into the Christmas mood. Well, even though we'll be here before Christmas, right?
Of course we will.
Yes,
we'll be
we'll
here
be
next
week.
Next week. Let me explain to you what next week is going to be about. All those people that are letting their hair go gray.
Good for you.
Be included. Good for you. Are
you included? Yeah,
you
I haven't done my hair.
I don't know
how long it's going to be, but this is me. I haven't done my hair in months. 6 months,
okay.
Maybe.
Okay, darling.
But
okay.
I was never like one to really go gray here.
I just go in between.
Thank
you. Well, I'm a dirty blonde, so it's very hard
right.
to see.
But I'm just telling you, it's in there.
You're darker than me.
Mm-hmm.
So in general, but very good. Okay. What we're going to do next week is we're going to have Catherine Scotto, Gray Pride segment. She's going to tell everybody what to do to highlight if you're going gray, if you're fully gray, just about to go gray, what's going to highlight the best you for the holiday season. So I don't
want you to know in the gray world, too. Right?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, under the mistletoe. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Under the mistletoe.
Why
but
not?
That's what we're going to be talking about next
yeah, she's
week.
She's always fun to be with.
And she's a wonder, and she's wonderful. She's got some great facts. And the week after, we bring back all our...
Yeah, all, you know, our best of 2018.
And we have a lot of them.
Yeah, we do.
Tammy
we
Lee
do.
Could come back on, too.
If she'd like. How about if we ask our audience to actually write in?
You know something?
And ask us to highlight one
this
of their favorites.
This is why you're a genius.
Okay.
Let me tell you why.
We can do that.
I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me why.
I always forget to say, if you ever have a reason to call in and want to talk to us, like a couple people have, 347-857-1867, you could talk to us live on the air, or you could email us at massmogul@AOL, and you could just send us your thoughts, send us
any questions,
that you
any new topics you want
absolutely,
us to talk about, you know,
absolutely.
Whatever.
Or DM us on She's Raising the Bar Blog Talk Radio.
Even that?
Yeah.
Is it DM or is it IM?
I think I
don't know what they call it anymore.
This is what I'm watching. They say DM.
Right, and then they say
direct message.
Or IM, instant message.
Okay, I guess it's the same thing?
I don't know.
Huh.
I get confused with that. If you know that, please,
I guess,
DM IM.
Well, you know what? Look, if you go to our page and you, whatever, message us, it whether it's DM or IM, it's going to get to us.
Yes.
And we'll know
definitely.
You're thinking about us. Or call us on the air. Again, 347-857-1867. We would love to hear from you.
Anytime.
We really would.
But it has to be on. We're
just
live.
Just be fresh.
Don't be fresh.
We've had it.
We've had fresh callers.
Don't do that. Just because I'll find you. I'll find you and beat you to a kick you to a pulp. So don't do that.
Ooh.
But that's what I'm saying. And we'd love to be part of a nice, healthy dialogue.
Yes.
And in saying that, Slate, get. Whoa! What happened there?
I dropped them.
Oof. There we go. My feet are in the snow, Lee Ziegelman. There we go. Okay. Okay, that's enough now. Okay. There we go. We would like to thank Nancy Donahue, Patricia Martin, for joining us, taking out a part of their day. Nancy was at a party. Patricia's at work, and they just both felt it important enough to be with us, and we love them both. Happy holidays and every blessing of the holidays to both of them. Nancy, we're going to see. Patty, you know what? I loved it. The last time you saw her was when we were on WGST.
How long
right?
ago was that?
Oh, my goodness. How long ago was that? Oh, it's true.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Bridal Body Shop. It was Labor Day probably 6 years ago.
Yeah, wow.
What do you think of that?
We were on
WDST, so that was the last time you saw her.
Yep.
So, in saying that, everybody, just make it the best. You know, think about other people during the holidays, not just yourself, not just what you're getting. It's the holidays for everybody. It should be a peaceful time of year. Let's end the year on a good note and begin the next year with every possibility of goodness for every living being, not just humankind. Every
be kind to everybody.
And you have to.
All we have.
That's as Lucy said to Ethel, girl,
we're all we have.
But
it's the truth.
It is true. It is absolutely true. So go out, make it a wonderful day, and we will see you right back here next week. Nina, take us out. But a little sleigh bell before that, Elite Ziegelman. Well, that's not it. Elite, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Well, that's not it. Elite Ziegelman.
Listen.
Head, come on. I hear it. Okay. One, two clock strikes. Do something. Lead us
out. There we go. Ready?
Good. Come on, Nina.
Thank you, everybody.
See you next week.
One, two.